It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. High school soccer coming up today. It is district time. And Class 1 District 1 Boys Soccer Tournament, it's quarterfinals. 5-seed St. Paul will play 4-seed Gateway Science. And in Class 4 District 1 Soccer Tournament quarterfinal, the 6-seed Farmington Knights play 3-seed Vianney. In Class 2 District 1 semifinal, top-seed Perryville battles 4-seed Fredericktown. The Black Cats beat North County over the weekend. And Mineral Area College action. Before we get into today's game, it's time for a MAC Minute. We started with the MAC volleyball team as the Lady Cardinals finished number 15 in the nation and the most recent and final NJCAA national poll. MAC will play Saturday and Sunday if they win in the Midwest B District Tournament at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. You have to win two to advance to the national tournament in Clarksville, Tennessee. We'll have the Saturday game for you on KFMO Sports Plus. Glenn Berry will have the call. Pre-game coverage starting right around 2:30. Expected opening serve at 3 o'clock. And Mineral Area College basketball on the ladies' side. The Cardinals are 1-0, and they host Vincennes today at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. Tip-off at 5. Coverage starts at 4:30 on AM 1240 KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus. And the MAC men host number 18 Barton tomorrow in their home opener. They will play tomorrow at 7. Coverage starts at 6:30. That's your MAC Minute. And speaking of that Lady Cardinals game tonight against Vincennes, MAC head coach Kerry Shepard on the roster this year and the importance they hold to the program.
I love all my kids, and I think this class right here will be part of the foundation of what I kind of envision it to look like. Even what we're recruiting for the 2026 class, like that would be the icing on the cake and kind of just start it off in that type of direction.
Shepherd enters her second season as head coach of the MAC Lady Cardinals. And from there to high school news, Fredericktown football and baseball head coach Steve Williams is headed back to Cape Central to coach the baseball team. Cape Central Athletics announced via X, formerly known as Twitter, on Monday night. And high school football coming up on Friday, our broadcast game, the Central Rebels battle the Potosi Trojans, a battle of the 2-seed versus 3-seed, that one at Central. Coverage on KFMO Friday begins at 6 with a tailgate show fueled by McDonald's. NHL, the St. Louis Blues were back home on Monday playing the Edmonton Oilers. Here's Alex Ferrario in the Blues Radio Network.
Blues returned home for one game to take on the Edmonton Oilers last night and try and snap their losing streak at 7 games. They played a strong first period, but with 90 seconds left, the Edmonton Oilers would score on their first shot on their first power play. The number one unit in the league put the Oilers on top by 1. Then 2.5 minutes into the second period, Edmonton goes up by 2 after the Blues miss on a couple of scoring chances in the offensive zone, but they bended, never broke, as they earned their second power play of the second period. Dalibor Dvorsky rifled his first NHL goal, one-timer, top shelf, to make it a one-goal deficit, and then 2.5 minutes later, Robert Thomas, the second of the year, put the Blues in an even hockey game. Edmonton would outshoot the Blues 7-4. They'd shut things down on top of making some big saves, and then a shot from the point by Colton Pareko, cleaned up by Pugh Suter on the doorstep, snapped their losing streak at 7 losses. Picked up the win, their 4th of the year, and they take down the Oilers 3-2. Next up, the Washington Capitals, 6:30 on Wednesday, which pregame skate beginning at 6 o'clock right here on the flagship station, the St. Louis Blues Radio Network.
Alex, thanks. Blues head coach Jim Montgomery says his team stayed confident, even when falling behind 2-0.
I felt we were pretty confident. Like, yeah, we're down 2-0. Yeah, they've made some high-end plays, but we had 3 odd man rushes before they scored the goal to make it 2-0. So that gave us a lot of positive talk on the bench.
And Dalibor Dvorsky scored his first NHL goal in his 3rd game of the season.
It was awesome. Nothing much else to say. And got a great pass from Pollock there, so just try to shoot it, and I'm happy to win it.
The Blues play tomorrow in the nation's capital against the Washington Capitals. Pre-game coverage at 6 on B104.3, puck drop at 6:30. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs are off this week. It's the bye week. They'll play next Sunday, the 16th, against the Denver Broncos. And NCAA football, the Missouri Tigers are 19th in the nation. They'll play number 3, Texas A&M, Saturday at 2:30. NCAA men's basketball, Mizzou, began their season on Monday with an 88-67 win over the Howard Bison on the road. Tiger head coach Dennis Gates is happy with the depth of the team.
We have some guys with great experience, and we're just going to continue to make sure that they put themselves in a great situation to go out and perform. And they executed the game plan and the scouting report.
The Tigers play Friday against SEMO. SEMO was in action last night against St. Louis University. The Billikens got the win 92-67. Billikens head coach Josh Schertz on SEMO not making the game easy.
Congratulate to SEMO. I thought came in and really really competed, played well, pushed us. We knew they would. We didn't schedule this as like some sort of layup. We know the culture Brad's built there. He does a great job. He's a terrific coach. They've got good players, some St. Louis kids that, you know, chance to come back home for those guys with you know, BJ and Brax and those guys. Really gave a good account of themselves. Brad does a really good job with that team, and very well coached.
SLU center Robbie Avila on getting opening night out of the way.
First game, you know, all the jitters, all the excitement, you know, the nervousness, you know, that's obviously, you know, played its part, especially in the first half. I think it showed. We got a lot of things to work on, you know, I think both offensively and defensively, but I think it's always good, you know, when you feel like you've played a C-minus game, you know, you win by 25.
The Billikens will play Thursday at 7 against Chicago State. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.